Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
And I'm hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom and that it's very stinky around him. It's a putrid odor in the courtroom, and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell. And I'm not just saying that to be like, oh, funny. I'm actually, you know, we have good sources there, and I'm hearing it from actual credible people.
Okay. Was I not made for this moment in time? Jody Hamilton,
you were.
Sean Comiskey.
You absolutely
Donald
were.
Day one of the first criminal trial. Of the former president of the United States on his way to jail, and we have Fartgate right out of the gate, and there's farting. What it out? Do you have to? You hear it? Oh, you always hear it on
Stephanie Miller
first. Yes, thank you. Hal Sparks said it last Monday. Did he not say it on this show last Monday?
Mm-hmm.
He said, "What's the over under on when he's going to fart very loudly?" Please, thank you. By the way, Midas Touch. This is our friend Ben from Midas Touch.
As he's kind of falling asleep, he is actually passing gas, and that his lawyers are really struggling with the smell. I think you'll actually start to hear more of that, but again, from real credible sources. Now,
proof there is a God, and he wants us to be happy. Yes, yes, yes. I've heard all the jokes already. This is the day Don Snorleone truly became the Godfarter. I've heard them all. It is a great day to be alive, isn't it, Sean, and to be an American, and that you're here this week filling in for Chris. Yeah, see, he can't be an atheist anymore. Clearly there is a God.
There has to be.
It's like this whole storyline. Oh, by the way, happy Pecker Day to all who celebrate. Was this storyline not written by, like, an 8th grade boy?
I think it was.
Not to be confused with the guy from Chubb Insurance. This would be David Pecker Day. David Pecker will be the first witness whose name is David Pecker in the porn star payoff case. Let's just take a moment to be happy to be alive and to be American this morning. Ukraine aid has passed. Putin has lost. Trump is on his way to jail. And there is farting in the news. Everybody, like, strained themselves, pulled a, like, groin muscle getting to these jokes. Mr. Neuberger tweets Donald Trump to release a plague today aimed at freeing himself from the shackles of court. You see, it is the first official day of Gasover. That's funny. It's funny because today's Passover.
Wrong answer.
I may just, like, you know what? I'm going to... Sean, I can't count on you. I'm gonna need fart machine two today. The one in my box. Sean's gonna need his. We may need backup. Okay. All right. Is there anyone listening that thought this first segment was gonna be anything else but this? Were you thinking, is there a Rocky Mountain Mike song? Of course there is, for God's sake.
From KJL, it's Courthouse Gas. 20 original songs, 20 original artists. Elton John.
You can make it a fart.
courthouse gas from Tejo.
Right in the middle of trial.
You get Blundy and fart of gas.
Was a fat Trump and he had no class. Soon turned out, had a fart of gas. Smelled like the real thing, was it too fine? Mocha was passed from his behind.
You'll also get the romantic.
I hear your greasy KFC. When you're farting in your sleep, I smell the cheeses that you eat. When you're farting in your sleep,
Pat Benatar.
You're a fart maker, deal breaker, big faker, don't pass gas around near me. You're a fart maker, deal breaker, forest breaker, don't you pass the gas near me.
Look, this song we didn't even have to make a parody of. Courthouse Gas from KTEL, wherever records are shredded. Get yours today at Sears, Circuit City, Radio Shack, Tower Records, and Kmart.
Oh my God. That may be my favorite Rocky Mountain mic ever. Come on, just give in to it. Embrace your eighth grade boy. You all have one inside you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim tweets, order in the court, order in the court. Jay tweets, the emperor has no clothes or a clean diaper.
You're having way too much fun.
Excuse me, do I get paid for today? I'll just give it back. I don't care. Okay. Joe from Jurors, who I'm unnaturally excited for Philly Sexy Liberal this Saturday with Joe from Jurors and Lindy Lee and Glenn Kirshner. I mean, come on. In the week, the first week of the Don Fartleone trial, that's when Joe from Jurors went with that. Trump is farting while asleep in court. Yes, really. Should we now call him Don Fartleone? Yes. Or the Godfarter. Don Fartleone. She's just combined the two now. You can't distract me with any other story. Even if World War III starts today, I'll just be like, I don't care. There's farts. Okay. Again, happy Pecker Day.
Celebrate.
It's going to be a Flintstones background today, Sean. Fart joke. D joke. Fart joke. Joke. Fart joke. Joke. Come on, we're owed this. We deserve this. Oh, God. Okay. So, David Pecker. will be the first witness today, correct? Oh, we're starting in minutes, aren't we?
Yeah, at 9:30
Eastern, 9:30, which we're
so in minutes,
just moments away from.
So opening statements start first.
Wouldn't that be fun if everyone had a gas mask on? It looks like the movie Outbreak. Okay, sorry.
You're having way too much fun.
He is expected to recount for the jury several conversations with Trump about the hush money. He's going to be a devastating witness. Some are saying even more so than Michael Cohen, because he sets up the entire scheme that was hatched at Trump Tower. Okay, can I just say my mind can't? I'm trying to focus on legal points, and then my mind just keeps going back. Oh, doesn't he just look like such a smelly farter? the way, today's just going to be confusing in general. We have Dino Madala. Rude Pundit is overseas, so we have Politics Girl and Dino Madala. What a fantastic show. But William tweeted, sad to see that you have Palestinian genocide denier Dean on. Why do you hate the Palestinians so much? Okay, I'm just going to put that
I don't think he knows who Dino Madala
is. In the Dean stack, because that was very confusing.
Doesn't make any sense.
Dean is Palestinian, but yeah. I don't, okay. All right.
I didn't, when I read that, I was like, huh?
Yeah, I don't, right? It's going to be one of those kind of weeks, I guess. Okay. Oh, God, my stomach hurts already.
You're laughing too hard.
Anyone else? Oh, and then just, oh, statement from the bassinet of the...
Oy vey.
He was up. Baby was up all night.
He's mad.
Oh, he's going to be colicky and gassy this morning. That was my first morning show. That's what I'm being inducted into the Buffalo Hall of Fame for.
Yeah. For your Bob.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. Colicky and gassy in the morning.
When they send you that basket with lotion?
It's not a Buffalo Bill. It's a Buffalo Bob Award. Trump raged into the midnight hour with falsehood. Oh, really? Were there falsehoods in it?
No.
Freak out hours before his... have I mentioned we are moments from the first criminal trial of a former president? As Dean told, and you and I both had a spontaneous multiple orgasm when Glenn said he will be a convicted felon in June. And we both were like, ah. Okay. We are owed multiple spontaneous orgasms, Sean, after all we've been through all these years. Can you believe you're back again and the same is going on?
No.
Just when you left. Just what's going on? Trump.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, okay. I'll just read a little bit of babies. 4 years ago! I think I also need a tiniest of violins because, you know, it's extra whiny bitchitude involved. 4 years ago, I was a very successful and popular president in the United States. In November, I went into an election where I received more votes by far than any sitting president in the history of our country. Unfortunately, the election was rigged and stolen. Oh, points for not saying Stalin. You spelled it right. Good baby, good boy. And our once great country has quickly become a nation in serious decline. Oh, only the first letters are capitalized. So that's, did he trademark that? Nation in serious decline? Okay, and I'll just skip to the end where he gets caps lock. Okay. Virtually every legal scholar and expert says there's no case. No, that'd be the opposite. No crime, no nothing. It's a sham that should not have been brought except to try and damage Biden's political opponent, me. See you tomorrow morning. Sorry, we forgot to tell you we added a body fall. Okay, thank you, Sean. Oh, God, I'm going to enjoy just seriously like a really fine wine, Jody. Just on our schedule, any time is wine time, and it's just like a fine wine. Just savor every sip of his humiliation. Oh, my God, not only did the judge tell him to shut the up last week, he told him to sit the down.
Mm-hmm. Shut the up, Jody.
How do you think that went over with his little baby tiny ego? He tried to get up before the judge is like, sit the down. We're not done yet. He still thinks he's president. It's like, no, you sit down till it's over,
and
then
I
the judge
you.
Leaves first, mm-hmm. and then you go.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. But he's just like, no. Put, you know what? I sometimes use a spray bottle for Bonnie. I think that's what's, right? This is my Judge Merchan. Ah, put the phone down. I don't know if you can see that on Free Speech TV. It's actually spraying. Ah, no. Sit. Ah.
Don't hurt the camera, please.
Just some basic training. Just sit. Drop it. Drop the phone. Drop it. Sit. barking. He's like, it's going to be like Walter the dog.
Yeah.
Judge Mershon is Walter the dog's mom.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop
interrupting.
Stop.
No.
Stop it. No. Stop. Walter.
No.
Okay. I told you why we can't go to the park. No, I told you. I told you why we can't
Okay, this is just a little preview of the trial.
Yes.
You're welcome.